You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trenaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 105. Open your heart to receive what you've prayed for. In today's episode, I'd like to have a discussion with you that we've had in the past. In episode 30, we talked about this as well as in many other episodes. But in that show, Allow Yourself to Receive, the conversation was brought to the forefront. So now let's continue that discussion. This has become an ongoing conversation because not only am I living this reality for myself, but when I speak to many of my listeners, I realize that many of you are facing the same challenges. These challenges present themselves as changes in your life, changes that you're resisting, but it's really the manifestation of something that you've prayed for. Your prayers are starting to be answered, but change must come first, before you can realize that the universe is trying to give you something that you've been praying for. Change is the first indication that something is happening and is necessary. And that's what I talk about in chapter 9 and 10 in my book, Doors of Light. In Doors of Light, we begin a discussion in chapter 11 that deals with self-empowerment through actively initiating a transformation in your life. For those of you who have the book and who have read this chapter, you already know that this is where the transformation begins. This is also the chapter where the internal light meditation is covered. The number 11 is a powerful manifestation all by itself. But now we couple that energy with some knowledge that will change your life. Simply said, the information found in chapter 11 is life-altering. When you start doing the internal light meditations, your life will begin to change. And I keep telling you this, but some of you still are not connecting the dots. So we'll have to keep talking about it in different ways until a light goes off for you. Why do we have to talk about the need to open the heart in order for you to receive what you've been praying for? We have to have this discussion because so many of you are creating the obstacles to receiving your own good. It's you, not anyone else or anything else. You're the one who is standing in your own way. And sometimes that's really hard for us to believe. But read chapter 11 and you will see that this is the very discussion that I had with Spirit when they were revealing this chapter to me. I just couldn't see it. In chapter 11, we're given three steps that we must initiate in order to begin our transformation. There's no coincidence why this information is found in chapter 11, because this number is the number of mastery. And when I was writing this book, as Spirit was revealing the chapters to me, I began to notice the undeniable link of the chapters to numerology. I didn't notice it until late in the book. But what I began to realize was that each chapter was true to its vibration. So if you know the meanings of the number vibrations, then each chapter actually deals with that vibration. It's deep. And that was incredible to me, but it was just another confirmation that Spirit was writing this book through me. You'll notice many things like that in my book, Doors of Light, but you'll completely miss these signs if you don't have a higher knowledge of things. It just won't be anything special to you. But if you studied metaphysics in the past, then this book will be really deep to you. It also grows with you. So each time you read the book, it feels like you're reading a different book because the words will invoke different things in you at different times. It's really profound. So let's get back to the point I wanted to make about chapter 11. This is where Spirit begins to share the three steps to initiating our transformation. This is just the beginning. An initiation is the first step to moving to higher vibrations. And these three steps is what starts the transformation. They're necessary. because we need to deal with an unconscious behavior and belief or set of beliefs that continue to block your desires from manifesting, or what we like to call our blessings from coming into our lives. These behaviors are really unconscious because none of us is really working to block our desired manifestations. We just don't realize we're doing it. So Spirit is now giving us the tools that we need in order to break free from this unconscious blockage, from these really negative mental patterns that we've developed, their beliefs that are blocking us. The most important thing for us to remember is that no one outside of us has any power over our lives, no matter what it appears like. We're the only ones that can determine what kind of life we manifest for ourselves. We create our own realities, and the people and situations that manifest around us are only mirrors of our most dominant thoughts and beliefs. We create them. And this knowledge should be empowering for you. You must now take responsibility for your own life, for your manifestations. There's no one else to blame. Your life is a mirror of your mental picture. It's a projection of energy. You may have been influenced to create things that you don't want in your life. And all of us have been influenced in some way to create unwanted things. But it's all about you now becoming self-empowered and taking charge of your beliefs. Certain things that you've created in your life was through a process of conditioning, and it's what created your current circumstances that you're unhappy with. So if you're experiencing anything that you don't want to experience, then it's up to you to make the necessary changes to the way you've been thinking. This knowledge that I'm sharing with you today should empower you. And the knowledge that I've given you over the past several months, almost a year now, through this podcast should empower you to free yourself from all of these chains, remove the obstacles that you've created in your life that are stopping you from living your dreams. It should also empower you to know that you're not limited by your circumstances. You're not limited by how much education you've had in your life, or where you grew up, or how much money your family had, or even what your ethnic background is. That really has nothing to do with anything. Those are all false beliefs. Your reality is a manifestation of your thinking. It's about what you believe is true for you. You have created your reality based on false beliefs if you're living something that you're not totally happy with. Believing that you have to age is just one of those powerful false beliefs that you see manifested in many people's lives. But when you look around, you notice that not all people age the same. So what makes them different? It has nothing to do with genes. We've dealt with that situation. You can't use that for an argument. So it has to do with energy. Your false beliefs are harming you in many ways. They're keeping you away from experiencing the life that you say you really want. When you allow these false beliefs to get in your way, they essentially block you from having what you want. So now you can see that it has nothing to do with anything outside of you, but really the power is all yours to create what you want in your life. The first step that Spirit gives us is the meditation. This is where Spirit describes the internal light meditation in detail and tells us why it's important and necessary for us to start doing those meditations. The first step is allowing yourself to receive the energy of Source. Spirit says that the first step in initiating our transformation is to begin to allow this energy to flow to and through us. Remember, we're talking about initiating transformation. Keep that in mind. The next step after you begin to do your meditations on a daily basis is to allow yourself to believe. This again is where we face the challenges of letting go of false beliefs and where we start to understand that we're self-empowered and good things can and will happen to us in our lives if we allow them to. This is possible. No matter who you are, where you live, how old you are, or any of those ridiculous things that keep you thinking that some outside force is controlling your good fortune. It's all you. Your transformation cannot happen until you begin to look at your belief structures. Many of your beliefs must change. They must change in order for you to create the reality of your dreams, because it's the beliefs that you've been holding, or your old beliefs, that have created the reality that you're living now. And that includes a lot of things that you're trying to get away from. So if you want to change your life, then you must change the way you think about life. And your beliefs are just thoughts you keep thinking without resistance. So the third and final step to initiating your transformation is expecting what you want to appear. And this is a big one. So now Spirit is showing us the power of expectation. This is why chapter 11 is the longest chapter in my book, because we're dealing with a lot of stuff here. Expectation is really another word for intention. In actuality, when you expect, you're sending out an intention to the universe. You're in the act of creating a future outcome. When you expect something to happen, this is a great power, one of the greatest powers that you hold in your life, because expectation determines the outcome. You create it. But you can only use this power to transform your own life. You can try to influence others in their lives, but they have to have the final word. They have the power to determine their own outcome. You can only expect things to work out for them, and then let them know that's your intention for them. But in the end, it's up to them to use the power of intention for themselves. I can only encourage you to create the life of your dreams, but you have to do it. You have to open your heart by doing the internal light meditations. And when you perform the internal light meditations, what you're doing is initiating transformation. That's just the starting point. Transformation means that things are going to change in your life. This includes everything. You're going to go through a lot of changes, physically, mentally, spiritually, socially, job-wise, home-wise. You're just going to go through some things. And they're not all going to be bad. A lot of stuff is going to have to go through a process of cleansing, getting all that negative energy out of your body. This is why I wrote the book. You need to read it. And then when stuff starts happening in your life, and you start freaking out, oh, I don't want to do the meditations anymore. When I do the meditations, something hurts in my body. Well, that's why I wrote the book. So you could understand that you are holding negative energies within your body. And when you start bringing in a higher vibration, it has to eliminate that lower vibration. And that's going to cause pain. You're going to go through some pain in your life in order to get to a higher level. So release the fear. Let that go. The meditations aren't harming you. It's what's been in your body that is creating problems. Your life is transforming for the better through the meditations. But if you allow fear to stop you, that is exactly what powers that be want you to do, is become afraid of the changes that you start to experience. And then you just stop your transformation. Allow the transformation to take place in your life. Embrace the changes and know that the changes that you're facing are for the better. It's bringing you even closer to realizing the life of your dreams, the life that you've been praying for. Until our next show, be loved, peace, and good health.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe in it, believe in it.